I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Start the 4 o'clock hour with Road to a Repeat, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. And it is a game day. And you will hear the game here tonight on 560 WQAM. They're in Toronto, 7 p.m. puck drop. They're in Montreal on Saturday. And Sunday, they're in New York to take on the Islanders. Then they've got a four-day break. They'll be off until next Thursday, and they'll be in Columbus, then Washington, and finally, the Panthers will return home Sunday, March 23rd, when they host the Pittsburgh Penguins. But again, you can hear the Panthers game tonight with Doug Plagans right here on 560 WQAM. I have to give a little shout out. I just found this out on Twitter over the commercial break. Will Manso, Local 10, tweeted out, "Today marks 26 years for me at WPLG Local 10. Time flies." He sends a picture of the sports department back then when he first got to the station. Jimmy Cephalo, Frank Bort, and Jim Mandich. And a very young Will Manso. Will Manso at Channel 10 for 26 years. That's unheard of in media nowadays.
No, Will looks good.
Looks great. He's aging in reverse.
Yeah. It's crazy, Benjamin Button. It's crazy. 26.
Unbelievable.
How long have you been?
At this station, 11 years.
But radio overall, you're like 20 plus.
I graduated UM in 91 and really have worked in radio since then. But a lot of times as a music DJ, like I didn't really start doing sports with Dan till 04. So 21 years.
Yeah, 21 years. You look good too, man. You aging the other way though.
This Will Manso hasn't lost a lick of hair, doesn't have man boobs, doesn't feel bloated all day long, as I imagine. I'm imagining he doesn't feel bloated like I do all day long. It's unbelievable. He's running marathons, and I've got the runs. It's just crazy what this guy is doing after 26 years.
It's wild. When I, like, those guys that covered me, and now I'm 40-year-old, father of three, you know, living, and they're still covering sports down here. It's just amazing, man. It's special.
Is he the longest running local sportscaster? Ooh. I mean, Kim Bocamper has been doing it a long time.
Yeah. It's like Kim's up there, B-Jack. I don't know, sportscaster.
Well, I was thinking TV. I was thinking TV sportscaster, yeah.
Yeah, because Steve Shapiro retired 2 years
That's
ago.
That's right. Steve Shapiro probably had the longest running tenure. How long's Donovan been doing it?
He can't be 26 years because Donovan's... No, Donovan may be... He just turned 50.
What about Di Pasquale, Hawk? How long has he
probably
been
doing a long time as well. Yeah,
he looks good too. But I don't know how often you guys see him. But
how about Donovan Campbell though?
Oh, yeah.
We don't talk about aging 50. In reverse.
Yeah.
He put together too.
Oh my God! I mean, what? I mean, that guy doesn't worry about being bloated. He can't wear that slim fit stuff. Being bloated.
I don't know if a lot of people bloat as much as you bloat.
Yeah, I'm constantly bloated.
I get those mold dudes ain't bloating.
Yeah, constantly. I'm always bloated.
Yeah, Di Pasquale does like Iron Man workout.
Yeah, he's like a big weightlifting guy. Like in his division, I don't know. It's not the senior division, but it's an adult division. He's like he wins medals.
Yeah. He pumps iron.
I'll be honest, Hawk, and I'll throw myself in the pot with you. They really concentrate on their physique. We don't.
Right. I concentrate on it when I catch a glimpse of it in the mirror and I go, you know, someone should do something about that. I think that someone is me. I don't think anyone can do anything about it but me.
That's the funny thing. I just like ESPN's out in the living room, just on the TV, and I'm, you know, during the break, I'm walking past, and they were showing Dominique Foxworth like doing this intense workout with rubber bands and like doing these squat jumps, and Kendrick Perkins was like, "Man, I take a walk every now and again, but I ain't doing all that. I get on the elliptical once a week."
Man, think about
that.
I think
we're more Perkins than this, Fox.
Yeah, I'm more Perkins the restaurant than Kendrick Perkins. I'm like,
I don't know if that walk to Meisner is really cutting a lot of pounds off.
Oh, you should see me without that walk.
Oh, Jim Barry, that's right. I don't know if he qualifies.
Now, he doesn't do sports anymore, though. He does news, so I was kind of taking him out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about these sportscasters. Look at how good Will Manso looks. Donovan Campbell.
Good look.
Cunha? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you bleeping kidding me?
All right, Cunha's 24 TV. And a half. He still counts in halves with his age. Cunha's a baby.
Yeah.
They all look, I mean, I guess that's a requirement. But, like, Josh Moser, I told you guys, that guy.
Oh, my God, Josh Moser's a great-looking dude. Yeah. Well put together, dresses to the nines.
Yeah. And then there's Clay Ferreiro.
And he stares you. Clay's a good-looking dude. I wanted to see him when he was 400 pounds.
That was so uncalled
I
for.
I love you, Clay. I love Clay. And Clay happens to be a really good-looking dude, tall, like broad-shouldered.
Yep.
But just, I don't know. We no,
but he doesn't dress like the rest of the guys. He doesn't have that gene.
Yeah.
Clay wasn't pulling the women like Will was pulling the women back in the day.
Clay told us a story of dating at 12. Remember, he was running game on some girl at Little League.
I think he bought her a ring pop or something. He wasn't
that's
doing
game.
Nothing.
When you're 11 and 12, that's game.
Some girl was trying to holler at Lil Chan at Off the Wall the other week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She came up and she was like, "Hey, let's hang out." And he was like, "Huh?"
Wow. I would have, at that age, how old is he?
Just turned 13.
Oh my God. I would have just turned into a pile of dust and some janitor would have just come and swept me up.
He said, let's hang out. He was, oh, the new what? Like, you want to go fishing? I think he.
I literally would have turned into dust. Some girl told me, hey, let's hang out. Huh? That's the last you ever would have seen of him. I swear we dropped him off here for a party.
He's stuck in the papa shot. If you see Mark.
No, but we did have an extra bag of garbage today. We don't normally have that much dust on the floor. Oh my God. I swear to God, 13, some girl comes up to me and goes, hey, we should hang out. I think I would have been like, I gotta call my dad. And I just would have fled.
I'd have talked my way right out of that though. By the time I finished talking, she would have hated me. Hey, let's hang out. I know you wanted to hang out because, you know what I'm saying, I was just sitting over here looking good. And then that's going to come
eyes. I'll tell you one thing, you sister. You ask for rain, you're going to get mud. What?
You've been looking at me for weeks. 4 weeks make a month. 12 months make a year. never mind. Have a good one.
Anyway, congratulations, Will Manso. 26 years doing sports at Local 10. Good for him. Good on him. Also, I tweeted back at him, good on ya. I don't say that. All of a sudden, I became Bill Burr at a bar in Boston. Hey, good on ya.
That's a weird response.
Good on ya. Who responds with that? Weirdo.
Weirdo.
All right, let's get the headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai.
It is. Yeah, brought to you by
Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Lost Dolphins. Spot
on the show sheet.
The Dolphins made a signing, gentlemen.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they get?
Alexander Mattison, running back, is joining the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Raiders?
Well, he played for Minnesota for 5 years, I believe. And, yeah, he played for the Raiders last year.
Hmm. Only reason I know, because I think I got him on my fantasy team for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Do they need running backs?
Yeah, they do.
They got to replace Mostert as a power back.
Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr.
Yeah, and Madison's a big thick dude, like he's a power back. They can't, you can't run those little guys up the middle like that. They needed a
like an Ingold.
Well, a little more athletic than Ingold, but yeah, he's a strong man.
What's athletic code for in that answer?
just, you know, a little more shifty, talented. He's a black guy.
This is wildly interesting. So Andy Slater tweets out, the Marlins organization is creating a practice squad believed to be the first of its kind in baseball. They're looking for former college and professional players. And it's like a little pamphlet. Marlins practice squad calling former collegiate and former professional baseball players. The Miami Marlins player development system is seeking practice squad participants in Jupiter, Florida from April 1st to September 15th of 2025. The role offers $150 per day and requires availability from 12 to 5 on approximately 10 to 15 home game days per month when the Jupiter Hammerheads are in town.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. So are they a practice squad for the Hammerheads?
They're putting out jobs in the classifieds?
But the part I don't understand, because I read Slater's tweet, but then I read what the actual release was, and it seems like it's practice squatters for the Hammerheads.
Right.
Hawk, sign up. You throw gas.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. I got to sign up.
One feezy a day?
Holy mackerel. You know what I could do with that 150?
You could bet the over.
Like, you Skip, what do you up. Need? You need 90, hundy, you tell me what.
You should go out there, get on
the
bump,
right.
And let them
I
see
think
what
I'll surprise
got.
Some people. Because, honestly, I don't look like a typical major leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can throw that gas.
You gonna catch him.
Heck yeah.
I don't know if you can go six innings, but middle
innings,
reliever?
I can go about six pitches, but I will give you gas for five or six of those.
A middle reliever?
I'm a specialist. Very slow, bloated entrance.
Well, if you're a former collegiate athlete or baseball player, professional ball player, $150 a day the Marlins will pay you from April 1st to September 15th from 12
to 5.
From
my experience, I've thrown out one honorary pitch at a Canes game and one honorary pitch at a Marlins game.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have some professional and collegiate background.
Yeah.
Call I kind of tick all the boxes there.
Mm-hmm. What was that movie? The Rookie? You guys ever watch that movie?
Hurt his elbow.
I never saw it.
Yeah. Where he was like 39 years old. And he ended up... Dennis Quaid, right? You guys never saw that movie? Dennis Quaid. He was a baseball coach. And he's high school baseball coach. And all of a sudden, he's like 38 years old. He throws gas. And he goes, he tries out for the Tampa Bay Rays. And he ends up throwing in the major leagues.
I'm telling you. I think I would shock some people.
You got to get in the gym, Hawk.
I don't think I do. Have you seen Bartolo Colon?
He's ready to go.
You guys have never seen The Rookie with Dennis Quaid?
Nah.
It's like one of the greatest baseball or sports movies of all time.
I was talking about Little Big League where the little boy hurt his elbow and started throwing 100-mile-per-hour pitches.
Oh, yeah, with the Cubs. Yeah, great movie. And then he throws the underhand pitch to seal victory.
Yeah.
That's Bad News Bears. I'm like Buttermaker.
That movie's so old.
Any of you guys see Shaquille O'Neal the other day? He gave props to Chauncey Billups for the coaching job that he's been doing with the Detroit Pistons this season.
In fairness, though, we are not the show to criticize him because we literally know nothing of what we speak.
Agreed. I was not here to criticize him. I was here to applaud him because Candace Parker, he spent a minute. The clip is hilarious because he spends a minute praising Cade Cunningham and I think it was Isaiah Stewart, and he's just praising the Pistons.
It seems like he knows what he's talking about with the Pistons.
For sure. And Candace Parker like can't let it go. She's like, wait, hold on. Did you say Chauncey Billups is the head coach of the Pistons? And then he like immediately realizes that she threw him under the bus, and he's like, well, how about this? I don't watch the Detroit Pistons. Which was such a great, in my opinion, retort by him. It's like, all right, you're going to call me out? How about this? Yeah, I don't watch them. I don't care about the Detroit Pistons.
It's a weird dynamic with Shaq sitting on that other table with Candace and other people. is so much different than sitting with Charles and Kenny and Ernie for all those years.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to lie. It happens to me when I go on other shows sometimes where I'm used to messing around with y'all for 4 hours. Then I say something.
Something
like,
that you would say here, and it just blump.
Yeah, and then I'm like, man, ain't nobody worried about him. Well, we actually are worried about him. We were speaking about the secondary. Oh, yeah, never mind. I'll give him a pass on it, but he did look crazy.
Inter-Miami plays tonight. They're at Cavalier. Games played in Jamaica. This is interesting. As I get to Inter-Miami and Hawk yawns right into the
big
camera.
Yawn. I couldn't even.
I just got to quit. I just thought about this. I text Trey Wingo. What's the name? Not Trey Wingo. The guy that does the Dolphin stuff.
What Dolphin stuff?
Man, I got it. He does the Dolphins podcast and all that. He's on with Seth and them.
Oh, you're talking about O.J. McDuff? Wingfield.
Oh, Travis Wingfield. Oh, Travis Wingfield.
So
come on, man.
That shows you how much I know about people. So I'm in a hotel room at the Hard Rock. Anyway, long story short, I see Travis Wingfield on the TV on one of these local stations, and I just text him a picture of himself. I'm like, hey man, crazy. I turned the TV on, Wingo, and I mean Wingfield, and I saw you, bro. You're doing your thing. And then he texts me back, hey, man, coming into the draft, I would love for you to come on and break down these different linebackers because there's a report that the Dolphins can draft this dude, this guy, this guy. I was like, yeah, no, bro, I'm that's not my realm.
Pass.
I'm fine. I'm good, brother. I don't know who you're talking about.
His pod is legit X's and O's. Like when he
– Well, he knows stuff. Football, like, man. Yeah, he has to listen to this show and just his head explodes.
Yeah. Because remember, he did the post-game show when I was still executive producing the Dolphins broadcast with Seth Levitt and O.J. McDuffie. So the idea that I'm now hosting the Dolphins pregame show to those guys has to be just
galling,
mind-boggling.
Yeah. He asked me one time, man, what's going on with Channing Tindall? I don't know, man. He ain't playing. He was looking for a Yeah, I ain't seen him in the game. Oh, I ain't seen him.
But on this show, that's like, wow, we got a podcast title. Like, many question marks on Channing Tindall.
Yeah, he ain't playing. I ain't seen him out there.
Different standards.
But that's why I think, you know, Shaquille O'Neal kind of just hit it on the head there. Like, you get called out for not knowing something. Yeah, I don't watch it. Boom.
All right, I gave you my best. Yeah, you want to call me out on this? That's on you.
Good job. So, was I talking to Trey Wingo? Who was I texting with?
Well, it'd be great if it was Trey Wingo and you just sent him a picture apropos of nothing of Travis Wingfield.
Travis Wingfield is like the 1% of people who love sports, start a podcast, make a career out of it, and get hired to do their dream job.
Yeah, I don't even think 1%. I think it's lower than that.
Yeah. He was doing a podcast living in Washington State.
I was just going to say, he moved here because he built up the Dolphins podcast so big. Wingfield, I'm not disrespecting his name, I just forgot it. But he is very good at what he does. He just doesn't need me to break down linebackers because I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Listen to his last tweet, by the way, because I genuinely like that. He's where I get most of my Dolphins news. He quote tweets the Dolphins announcing that they signed wide receiver Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Legitimately, Travis Wingfield writes, one of my favorite run blocking reels I've ever seen from a receiver. They used him like a tight end sometimes, kicking out the edge in split flow, condensing down and leading the back at the point of attack, combination blocks. He's also a super savvy route runner. That dude knows football, man. He knows ball. Well, anyways. Inter Miami play at Cavalier tonight. Second leg of a second round series. They won the first leg 2-0. This from The Athletic. Messi has played 1,086 club and international matches in 48 countries and across 179 cities. He has scored 852 goals. Yet, this will be the first Caribbean stamp on his footballing passport.
Wow. Hope he plays.
Yep. Jimmy said, by the way, that Duke's head coach said Cooper Flag x-rays were negative.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You
don't want to go into March Madness without him.
Well, does he play? If he has a high ankle sprain, that could be 4 to 6 weeks. He might not be. I don't know what he has. I'm just assuming. If he has a high ankle sprain, not going to play for a while.
He changes the whole tournament.
Well, one less reason to watch. Like, I'm a Miami fan. Yeah. Miami's not in it. Cooper Flag is a guy that I would watch.
Yeah. But even the seeding, like Cooper Flag and Duke, they'll be a 1-2 seed. Duke without Cooper Flag, I'm sure they're not a 1-2 seed if he's gone.
I don't think they do that in basketball the way they do in football that we've seen the last couple of years, where they take into account someone who was injured.
They just record and how good they do. Because this is the ACC tournament right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat, they did drop to 7 games below 500. They lost the Clippers last night. They got Boston tomorrow at 7 p.m. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. It is partly cloudy. It's like 75 tonight. The lows, it'll drop around 15 to 20 more degrees. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller, and if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Let's do a quick 15 minutes of heat, Solana.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat is brought to you by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
We talked plenty of heat today, certainly at the beginning of the show. It was a rough one last night. It's been a rough stretch. It's their first five-game losing streak of the season. By the way, have you seen the Cavs winning streaks this season?
Crazy.
So, like, the top four winning streaks of the NBA season, three of them are owned by the Cavs. That's wild. Like a, what do they have, Solana? Like a 14, a 14, and a 12, something like that.
Yeah, and they're 55, I think, and 10 right now. 55 and 10, best record in the NBA.
Wow. Now, Ira Winderman points out on Twitter, I saw this earlier today, the Pistons Heat game next Wednesday has been picked up by ESPN. So someone over there has been drinking, day drinking.
I was going to say, for what?
I don't know. What game did they drop? Do you remember, Solana? I saw the game that they dropped.
Nah, I don't remember what game they dropped.
But if your best opportunity is Heat Pistons next Wednesday night, man, maybe just air the line or something. Like, do a 30 for 30.
I'll tell you who won't be watching. Shaquille O'Neal.
And I saw Ira had tweeted out the Heat injury report for tomorrow. Everybody that you would expect, including Nikola Jovic, who's out. There was a question written to Ira today, and I know Solana, we've talked about it, how much he loves Nikola Jovic. There was a question in the Ask Ira section at the Sun Sentinel. Seems like the best games post Jimmy Butler were when Nikola Jovic was in the lineup. Is he the X factor? And I know Solana would tell you, yes, he is absolutely the X factor. Mm-hmm. Solana's crush. This is what Ira said.
He's out.
I'm not sure I would go that far, but Nikola Jovic's versatility and creativity is missed at the late stages of games when the Heat have severely been lacking with both. Plus, he had provided the type of late-game three-point threat that helped open the floor for teammates. With Nikola, it is another case of not knowing what you had until it's gone. At least there remains hope of a return before the close of the regular season. Even in Wednesday night's loss to the Clippers, you could see how he would have helped amid Khalil Ware's struggles. No, he would not have stopped Zubac. What'd you call it? What's his name? Because I know Larinaga said Zubac, but said Zubac.
It's Zubats.
Zubats. He would not have stopped Zubats, lacking the strength in that matchup, but Nikola at least could have offered more on the other end than Ware was able to muster. As it is, we're still 2 weeks away from learning when or if Nikola Jovic will be back this regular season.
And that, if it's Jovic, and I don't know who it is, but you talk about the kind of player I like, that guy, like the Donovan Mitchells. And so the five-game losing streak, the Cavs, they were up and lost by five. Timberwolves by two. Bulls by five. Hornets by three. That's when that dude that I want comes in and says, give me the ball a couple times. I can get us 3 points in three possessions. Like, this isn't easy. That's what we're missing. They're playing tough games, even though the team's coming back. But at one point, somebody got to get the ball and go score. Like, Mikael Bridges.
Did. Gave you the three right when you needed it.
And left his hand up and didn't even hit nothing. Threw it to the first row. Like, that's the guy we're missing.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because you're right. But in all those games, there was a common thread. Late in games, the Heat, what have they always been known for? What's their identity? Defense, right? They're going to kick your ass. They're going to be insanely hard to score on. And teams are scoring on them with ease late in games. Yesterday, I'm putting that game aside. They just got run off the floor on both sides. But the Heat have lost their identity. They can't get stops late in games. To me, that's the difference. And I'm not certain Nikola Jokic is a difference between them, you know, losing five straight or not, even though I wish he was out there. Man, like, they're not getting stops. They're just playing fast. They're not getting to the free throw line. They're not playing the way that Eric Spoelstra has coached for 20-plus years. And I don't know why.
Do they have the weapons to play that way?
I mean, you have Bam Adebayo, Andrew Wiggins, and Davion Mitchell. Those are three legitimate defensive players in your starting lineup. I get Tyler Hero is known for his offense, not his defense. I get that. But Tyler's been starting for a long time. He's been a major rotation player for a long time on this team. They haven't looked this bad defensively with him out there this often. So I don't understand what's going on. And you have a 7-footer out there. Like, figure it out, bro. But yeah, Nikola Jokic, untouchable, Hawk, to answer your question.
Heat Pistons game, Jimmy tells us, Wednesday night replaces Pelicans Timberwolves, which is a big mistake, in my opinion, by ESPN, because Timberwolves have a good team and the Pelicans have Zion if he's playing.
That's what they're worried about. They want to get Zion off of TV.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why not take all the garbage on Earth, drop it into volcanoes?
Hawk and Crowder.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.